March 13, our personal intercessor. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8:34. The Lord Jesus is your personal intercessor. Repeat over and over, many times through the day, Jesus has died for me. He saw me in peril, exposed to destruction, and poured out his life to save me. He does not behold the soul as a trembling suppliant, prostrate at his feet without pity, and he will not fail to raise me up. He has become the advocate for man. He has lifted up those who believe in him and placed a treasure house of blessing at their demand. Men cannot bestow one blessing upon their fellows. They cannot remove one stain of sin. It is only the merit and righteousness of Christ that will avail anything. But this is placed to our account in rich fullness. We may draw upon God every moment as we turn to him. He answers, "Here I am." Christ proclaims himself our intercessor. He would have us know that he has graciously engaged to be our substitute. He places his merit in the golden censer to offer up with the prayers of his saints, so that the prayers of his dear children may be mingled with the fragrant merit of Christ as they ascend to the Father in the cloud of incense. The Father hears every prayer of his contrite children. The voice of supplication from the earth unites with the voice of our intercessor who pleads in heaven, whose voice the Father always hears. Let our prayers therefore continually ascend to God. Let them not come up in the name of any human being, but in the name of him who is our substitute and surety. Christ has given us his name to use. Jesus receives and welcomes you as his own friend. He loves you. He has pledged himself to open before you all the treasures of his grace for your appropriation. He says, "At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came from God." John 16:26-27. He virtually says, "Make use of my name, and I will be your passport to the heart of my Father and to all the riches of his grace."